We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Segment two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company who'd like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Bex Hybrid seed rep at BexHybrids.com. And look at Bill, if you're watching on the video stream, look at Bill's sweatshirt.
I've got the hoodie on.
It says Bex on it.
It's my favorite. I tell you this, I whipped by there yesterday, coming and going on Tuesday and Wednesday, by Beck's right there at the Goner exit. Oh my, there must have been 50 semis backed up.
50
loading up with seed. It was incredible when I drove by. It's like I've never seen that many semis lined up to load up. And it was wow. And so that just tells you what Beck's is getting done. Family owned. Sonny. He's not there. He'll be there in August, and we'll be there with Sonny out there. We'll be live with him.
We look forward to that. We look forward to seeing Sonny out there.
Yes, it's incredible. But I said it was complete mayhem when I was looking at it yesterday, and I drove by both times, coming and going like
semis.
That. 50 semis both days, loading up stuff. So incredible, incredible job by those guys.
Yeah, and don't forget the three F's: faith, family, and farming. That's Bex Hybrids. That's what they do. Trevor and the team making it happen out there in Goner and on Bex across the country. Doing a great job. Okay, I saw this yesterday, Bill. So Nebraska played Northwestern in Ireland in 2021.
Correct.
Was it 21? Get the years on, man.
Wait, it was
2022. Yeah. Okay. You know, in 2025, who's going to play in Ireland? This was announced yesterday.
I hang on now.
It's a rivalry game.
Iowa State, Kansas State.
Yeah.
I did see
Farmageddon
that.
Farmageddon is making its way.
I love the name. Farmageddon fired me up.
Farmageddon's making his way to Dublin, which could be a glorious thing. I'm not sure how those fans will travel to Dublin. I assume they will travel, not like Nebraska, but probably pretty well.
I bet they travel awful well, especially K-State. K-State will travel extremely well. I think obviously it'll be a little bit less. They'll travel well.
I have mixed feelings about this because like Nebraska Northwestern, when they played that game, those are two, yes, division rivals. They're not. You don't really get juiced to ever play Northwestern. This is a rivalry game.
Yeah.
K-State, Iowa State, they don't like each other. This has been going on for a long time. It's great when that's actually at their home stadiums, a home and a home. I don't know how I feel about taking a great rivalry and putting it on the road and putting it in Dublin.
Hey, Ohio State, Michigan, going to Dublin. Like, nope.
It'd be so weird.
Nope, bad deal. When we played over in Tokyo, when we had to beat Kansas State in the last game to win the Big 8 and go to the Orange Bowl, I mean, there's a lot in the line.
Yes.
We played in the last game, and we had to win the Big 8. And all of a sudden, you're playing in I think they call it the Big Egg, I think it was, the dome we were playing in. It's just bizarro world. You know, you're in Tokyo and trying to win the Big 8. So it was crazy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And Wisconsin had to go, was it the next year? They went the next year, and they had to win over there to win the Big Ten to go to Barry's first Rose Bowl.
Is that right?
Imagine trying to get that done over there with what you're doing. So, yeah, so I have some – there's a little pushback on that.
Yeah.
A little pushback on that when it's a classic game
of a matchup. I don't mind either of those teams playing there, but I don't know if it's great for those fan bases to have that particular game played in a – not just a neutral site, but a different country, a different time zone.
I would agree with you.
Very odd there. So we'll see how that goes in 2025. Yesterday, Bill, Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. Reggie Bush, who had his Heisman gun for a long time because of the impermissible benefits he got and also giving his mother a house, basically, with the funds that he received that at that point was impermissible back in the day, gets his Heisman back. Let me ask you, did you ever consider him not the Heisman winner of 2005?
Never considered him not the Heisman. I'm glad he got it back. I will say this. You know, at the time, there, you know, rules are rules. They were benefits at the time. It was not legal to do that.
Right.
And so I agree with there being some form of punishment, but not taking away the Heisman. That would not be the spot that it would be. Because it was like USC was punished for that.
Yes.
And so I don't think that should go that far to take away his Heisman. He did that on the field. No one was ever like, did you ever consider bumping up the next guy? Okay, who finished second? They get it. That never came out. It's like, no, he's the Heisman Trophy winner. And so my pushback is like none on that, of him having the trophy, what he did on those teams. He was remarkable.
I just think it's funny how we live in a society now where it's like, it's fine now. So because of that, we'll give Reggie his trophy back. Where again, he took it away. It makes sense to give it back to him, but the whole situation is just, it's just funny to me. It's very, very weird. But also, he got the trophy back on the beach yesterday. He's like down in Florida, and there's other Heisman winners that, like, Eric Crouch was there.
Oh, nice.
Eric Crouch was there. Well,
I saw a picture or tweet or something with Eric. I didn't know that it was like yesterday. Yes, I thought that was from the past of some sort.
I believe it was from yesterday.
Was it incredible?
On the beach, you got it back. Got his Heisman back. So congrats to you, Reggie Bush. You're back in the Heisman house. You got your trophy. You can now be in commercials again with all these guys.
They could have some really funny Heisman House commercials. When he shows back up, that'd be incredible. There could be some really funny stuff. So I hope that comes. The Heisman House trophies, those commercials,
they're very good.
They're really good.
They are very good.
They're not quite up there with the Dr. Pepper.
No.
You know, like that. Especially
Fansville.
Fansville and before Fansville. When was Larry Culpepper?
I miss him.
The Larry Culpepper, what do you have, about a 3-year run?
Might have been more than that.
To 2 years, those first 2 years, that was as good as life got.
It's very good.
Larry Culpepper during that time was just beyond remarkable.
It was so good.
Beyond, yes. So very, very good. So I'm happy for him. It was just a bizarre thing. Super bummed that Reggie went second overall and not first overall, just because the year before, Alex Smith went one overall. He's from Helix High School.
Oh.
Reggie's from Helix High School. So Alex's running back was Reggie.
How's that work?
And so,
are you kidding me?
No, that was his running back. So just imagine that. So you have first pick in the draft. Could have happened twice. Alex finished, I think, second or third in the Heisman Trophy voting. And then obviously Reggie won it. But imagine that from your high school team that ran the wing tee. Yep.
I just imagine Alex Smith handing off to Reggie Bush in high school.
Think he could run any sort of a wheel route out of the backfield? Who's throwing to you? Well, we have this first pick in the draft throwing to a top. But he went second. It was just a bummer.
Mario Williams went first that draft to Houston.
Yeah, that's where he went.
So Bush went second to the Saints, and Mario Williams went first to the Texans.
Yeah, so I'm happy for him in that, because when I was recruiting Alex, and I would be there, and he'd be throwing and stuff, and Reggie would be on the track, and he'd come over and catch some balls from Alex. And so it was just really cool. And then I didn't realize this either till I'm saying like 2 days ago. You know who else went to Helix High School?
Who?
Bill Walton. First pick in the draft in the NBA. How about that for a high school? That's pretty good. I had no idea. I knew Bill Walton was from San Diego. I never quite put it all together. He went to Helix High School also. Yeah.
Is that any good?
Yeah. Helix is just a little bit south of San Diego State University.
Wow.
That's where it's at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of talent out there. Reggie Bush.
Can we talk about the draft real quick?
Yeah. What do you got, Bill?
I was following this yesterday from the draft when Mahomes went. And this is the thing that has to. So why I bring this up is, who is going to make the haunting mistake?
Okay. Love it.
Today and tomorrow. Because somebody's going to make a mistake so huge that they get fired and they never get over it. So you look at Patrick Mahomes has passed up. Number two, the Bears took Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky.
So they could have taken Mahomes. They took Trubisky.
Mm.
Okay, then you go down through like that. Leonard Fournette was one that went fourth like that. Had a decent career. Things just a little bit different.
Yep.
But when you go down and you look at some of these players like that, you go down and look at them and you just go, wow. Some that John Ross from Washington.
Yep.
Went to the Bengals. Number nine to the Bengals.
Yep.
Didn't pan out at all. The other guys panned out. You know, Fournette panned out. Jamal Adams panned out. Other guys kind of panned out. But when you just think about that, for all those picks, though, you would say, who would you rather have taken? But where it shines here the most is with the Bears.
Yep.
The Bears in number two.
Second overall pick.
If they make the right selection right now, how has the storyline changed?
Oh, Chicago now, yeah.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine how the storyline, imagine all of a sudden at Kansas City. I mean, who would they have got at this time? Right. And the guy who did the background work on that, if you read all the stories, was Andy Reid. I'm almost sure that they moved up to get
they
Mahomes.
They did trade up.
They
traded up. Like, what are you doing? At that point,
what? What? Texas Tech? Mahomes. What? Wow. So somebody's going to make a horrible mistake tonight or in the next 2 days. And horrible never usually goes beyond the first round. Usually horrible, you never hear about, that was a horrible third round pick. Now they don't care that much. But the first, somebody's going to pop out of this thing and it's going to be, wow. No one says much about Brady. He was a sixth round pick. So every team, including the team that drafted him, passed on him five times. So it's not, no one is it haunted. There's probably a conversation somewhere that's haunted. There's probably some GM somewhere saying, this is crazy because we were talking about taking Brady in the fifth or something like that, where we were going to take him. We were on the clock and we changed our mind and went a different direction. But this stuff goes down. It's epic forever. It's the same thing you talk about Michael Jordan. You know, he didn't go first overall. The best player in the history of the game did not go first. So when you passed on him, you know what? That is a major, major deal when you have that chance. So there's gonna be somewhere tonight in the first round, there is going to be something horrific is going to happen for someone.
I can't wait to see who makes the big mistake. Please.
And you don't know for a while.
Don't be these guys.
When that draft came out, you weren't going like, that's insane. Why would you not have taken Mahomes? No one said that.
No.
No one said that. But like I said, it's going to come down 3 or 4 years from now. You're going to look back at this at the first round picks and go, oh, wow. That was an error of all errors that was made, and it was it was catastrophic.
It happens every year.
Every year.
Every single
year.
So
we'll see what happens.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day. It's a good one. You're going to love this one, Bill. Next.
Easy. Every time you say that, it's always a downer. Hey,
no. Trust me, this one. It's a good one.
Rick Heyman's
Song of the Day next. An early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.